Yeah, you powerful.
They tell you you're nothing, just remember you're something. They tell you you're nothing, just remember you're something. You need some loving, just don't call on your cousins. You need some loving, you just don't call on your cousins. Because they tell you you're nothing, just remember you're something. They tell you you're nothing, just remember you're something. You need some loving, just don't call on your cousins. And just can call on your cousins. Cause you powerful. Yeah, yeah, you powerful. Michelle Obama, how you powerful? Just like my mama. Cause you powerful. Yeah, you powerful.
Fight! Action! Camera! It's all there!
This one's to all you punk boys.
Hello there, Medford, Somerville, Arlington, Cambridge. If you're getting me south of the river, if you're getting me any other place besides Massachusetts, hello, and especially a warm welcome to anybody listening to this where there is not snow on the ground. That's pretty great. I really appreciate you tuning in or logging on and clicking in or whatever it is that you would call going to WMFO.org and listening to this radio program. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. You're listening to it on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. If you're in Medford, if you're a fan of Tufts, if you're a fan of Tufts Freeform Radio, those are all things that check a lot of boxes for everyone here. I am especially excited about this set. Just a lot of really fun music. I was listening to the new Vance Joy album, recommended by a friend. Thank you, Vivian. That was a lot of there's some good stuff in there. And also a couple just bands that I had been listening to in the past a little bit that have now re-emerged as definite contenders for solid listening to. We've got, it's going to be a little bit less, more of a quiet week. Next week, Tufts is on spring break, which just means that there will be more opportunities for longer programming. Potentially next week, I'll pick up Haley's Hour. That'll be a lot of fun to do some Almost Friday here on Fast and Loose, but also for other programs, and especially the ones that are run by students, there will be some subs, and so look forward to just a little bit of a mix in programming. Coming up today, we've got some stuff by The Flaming Lips. That's one thing. What was the last time you listened to that Flight Test album by The Flaming Lips, and you're like, oh my gosh, this whole thing is just put together so well. It'd be really difficult to play some songs from it. I'm still going to do it. Also, that band I talked about, I think 2 weeks ago, the Rural Alberta Advantage, continuing my love of bands that are from Canada and things that are from Canada and just like provinces in Canada. I had a friend call in last week and be like, hey man, gotta talk about those Leafs. And how about those Leafs? 6-5 win in a shootout against the Dallas Stars last night. Man, the Leafs. Oh, geez. Call in, as you know. Oh boy, I'll talk about Leafs. Also, a little bit of blast from the past. Some friends of mine, we were in a conversation and we talked about Pokemon cards and sort of the collapse slash reemergence of the Pokemon cards market and how that served as an excellent understanding of sort of how things rise and fall just throughout. That was a lot of fun. We'll talk about that. Of course, I'm going to play some of that Vance Joy album, but then just some other random things and a few new things. And I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, yeah, Soul Coughing. That is a band that really I had and I'd forgotten about. And, yeah, it's just, I'm charged up. I'm charged up. I hope you are. The snow's melting. Some more is coming, potentially. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. But thank you for listening to WMFO. Let's get started.
Test begins.
If it's not now, then tell me when would be the time she would stand up and be a man. Fought to lose, I could accept, but to surrender.
cold wind whipping through the windows. Cold wind whipping through the windows, freezing each of the lymph nodes. Maybe we gotta try, get out of town tonight. Will I love you? You know you love me and it shows. Maybe we gotta try, the crash of your place tonight.
episode, and welcome back. Apologize for that. Had a little bit of technical difficulty there with the digital media that I usually use as my normal platform. Something's going on with the songs that are starting kind of halfway through, so I apologize for that. I believe that that was Stuck for the Summer, 2 hours traffic that we had a little bit of problem with. I will be playing some Rural Alberta Advantage, the Fortnite song was Fortnite Rider. I'll be playing that one just in a little bit there. It'll come back. Before that, you heard Angel Please by Rah Rah Riot. And, of course, Flight Test, The Flaming Lips. I was texting a friend of mine. I think 100% that the test begins. Now. That should be the beginning of Fast and Loose, potentially in the future, or potentially for specific shows, maybe over the summer, where we're really just going to get extremely experimental about what's going on in the old Fast and Loose world. I believe in order to live up to this name that I've set out for this radio program, need to have it be a little bit more fast and a little bit more loose. Well, the loose part, I don't know. Loose doesn't necessarily mean disorganized or making mistakes often, but yeah, it's been a long time since we had a mistake-free show. If you really want to throw a wrench into the gears, call in 855-915-WMFO. I might put you on air. I might have you play music from your phone through the phone and into, you know, the old antenna here at WMFO, and maybe it'll work a little bit better than my computer has been acting up a little bit. I went to the CVS yesterday to get some crazy glue for it because crazy glue fixes computers. Now, it's a Chromebook. It's one of those it's you know, I bought it a long time ago and I kind of just have been waiting for it to break, but then it finally broke and I'm like, "No, I do not accept this." And so now I've been sort of going through the screws and whatever else, and I need to, there's some screws on the screen kind of came out of the casing a little bit, and so I'm gluing them back on. I think I've almost got it fixed. That definitely has nothing to do with the fact that some of the songs were skipping through. That's definitely a Google Play Music issue. So that was fun. Anyway, anytime I'm at CVS, and especially around this time, my favorite candy are Cadbury cream eggs. No, not the small ones, the huge ones that are filled with sort of the mystery sugar liquid, the cream, C-R-E with an E, because Cadbury is a British company. C-R-E-A-M, C-R-E-A-M-E. Yeah, there it is. Those are so good, but the price has been increasing. Last year, they were $1. I know that because it was like, I was doing this thing where I was sort of like, that's going to be, you owe me like 15 Cadbury cream eggs, you know, and everybody loved it. And I don't have to tell you that, you know, I'm the coolest person out there. But now they're up to like $1.20. And so, like, I don't know if that's insane inflation. I don't know if that was Brexit that has now caused the price. I know that the tariffs have been levied against steel and aluminum, but I didn't know that delicious chocolate manufactured in Britain and then imported by the United States. I mean, there you go. They're hitting me in the wallet. Okay. A 20% increase on price of the Cadbury cream eggs. And I feel like we have a supply issue now too, because the CVS by my house, which is a decent sized CVS, nothing. And this is prime time Easter egg candy season. This is one of those times where, like, if you don't have it, then it does, then they don't have it. Like, nobody has it. And so now I'm searching around for Cadbury cream eggs. If you got a place in Somerville, Medford, heck, I'll even say Arlington, I'll go over there. I had my shoes repaired in Arlington this week. It was great. I highly recommend the Arlington shoe repair. Highly recommend it. Got them resold. I got like a 1,000 weddings I have to go to this summer. And these are my dancing shoes. They're the ones. Oh man, they look great. It's amazing. And a very reasonable price. Arlington Shoe Repair, great place. Anyway, I would go as far as Arlington for Cadbury cream eggs, because that's the level of desperation I'm facing at this moment. Back to the music.
Do you still believe in God?
out of the cinema, we were rubbing our eyes, our mouths were dry from the sugar and the popcorn, and we felt a little guilty about spending that whole sunny day inside. The movie we were watching about Bonnie and Clyde, they were driving down a back road, they thought they were home free. The police knew they were coming, they were hiding in the trees, and they shot him down. 130 rounds, they shot him down. So we might as well say what's on our mind, 'cause there's no way to know when it's your time to go, when it's your time. Later we were walking on the streets of Monterey. The trees beside the water reminded you of childhood holidays. Hey babe, I know the way to a little stretch of beach where we can lose ourselves. Don't matter where you've been, you jump into the water and you'll come out clean. Don't matter where you've been, you jump into this water and you'll come out clean. So we might as well say what's on.
Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Cedrazine, your fever scream me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop? Do you know where the muffins go? They go along to take your honey. Rain down our weed, build our breakfast down and say, my love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle, toe to toe. Sleep, my love, my love, love, love. She bruises calls, she's blooded, pistol shows. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine. My love, my love, love, love. La 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 la, muscle to muscle and toe to toe.
demon contained. He urged her run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blocks. Jermaine, disinfect the scene, my love, my love, love, love. But please don't go, I love you so, my lovely.
Did you know that you could save 100 animal lives per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right, going vegetarian saves animals' lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website, go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. View the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the people for the ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. I was just texting somebody who is a vegan right now for Lent. Totally on board with that. I did that at some point in college. Didn't work out, and I am not either one of those things now. But as an engineer, as somebody who understands the energy that it takes to raise cattle versus grow something, it is a significant energy benefit if we all became vegetarians and vegans. So on board with that. Grace, if you're listening, I know your boyfriend's vegan. I'm on board. Thumbs up across the board, all the way from snowy Boston down to DC, where she lives. Cool. We listened to Astronaut. That was by Winter Sleep, Bonnie and Clyde, Vance Joy, and Breezebox, of course, by Alt J. Parentheses, The Triangle. I think it's one of those things where, like, as a band, you're like, yeah, I want to name our band something really cool, like maybe a triangle. And then it turns into like, look, we could just name it after the keystrokes based on that symbol. But it's just really good. It's hard to like Google The Triangle and you're like, but it's a band too. I don't know. Sometimes people form bands not to get big, but then despite themselves do anyway. That's sort of the route you want to take. It's like, hey, we're doing this and it's just for us and kind of for our friends. But like also, if this could sort of be like what we do as our job, that'd be pretty great. Play some shows around the world that are like well attended. That'd be awesome. That's the dream. A dream I tried to live, but then alas, here I am talking to you. We'll talk about some stuff. But first I'll talk about some music.
experiment, but taking me in increments.
died in the womb, you've been cornered by a natural desire. You wanna hop along with the giddy throng through life, but how will you learn to steer when you're grinding all your gears? You've been talking for hours. You say time will wash every tower to the sea, and now you've got
and finding out if it adds all up.
It's Nate, I'm back. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. We were listening to Nature of the Experiment by Tokyo Police Club and also talking about how they were part of that MySpace music scene back in 2005. Lesson in Crime, great, great disc. Tallest Man on Earth was playing Little Brother right after that, then It's Only Life from the Shins, and then Anything You Want by Spoon, and then Reaching Back all the way to the 90s. Rolling by Soul Coughing. I think I'm gonna make sort of like this edict that every once in a while I'm going to get some deeper cut 90s stuff in there, because so much of my musical influence happened from listening to The X in Birmingham, Alabama, 107.7. That was such a great just alternative station, and especially then, music was really kind of taken off, and you listen to all these like Live in the X Lounge, unplugged Nirvana sessions, and I'm looking back, and it's one of those things where it was just... I mean, you were definitely punching up in those scenarios, because that was like a whole world I couldn't ever be a part of. I was like, you know, 10 when all that stuff was happening. At best, I was 10 at best. But yeah, I remember my older brother listening to a lot of those things and being like, oh, I don't think we can talk about, you know, like Gin Blossoms, because like, you know, I don't know if we can talk about that kind of stuff. You're too young. And you're like, Tyler, you're at best 13. So I don't know if you should be talking about this either, Tyler. One thing Tyler never understood, Pokemon cards and their value. Yeah, I feel bad for him because that wave passed right by without him knowing. And yeah, I was reminded today about how sort of like a large portion of middle school was just sort of devoted to the Pokemon card hustle. It was really fun to like have these cards and sort of built it up and stuff like that. And then real money got involved. You know, we're talking about 20, 30 bucks sometimes that was, you know, being exchanged for one of these things. I remember, and this is true, I traded Patrick, what was his name? Patrick McCormick. I traded him a Charizard and a Zapdos hologram, okay? Both of those for $100. It was wrapped in a paper towel. I traded him that on the bus number 105, on our way home. And I probably at this point, Patrick, I used to tell that story to be like, Patrick's such a, just so stupid, but I probably the Charizard alone was probably is probably worth a lot more now, especially specifically like being a first edition or something like that. But I did that because and this is true, the my dad sat me down and said, hey, you know, Pokemon cards are great and they're the world, and your perspective on life is pretty limited right now, but you know, are you gonna have you know, are they gonna be around forever? You know, these you know, there's magic cards and there's other things. You know, they came and went, and it was one of those, like, you know, it's just a fad, so liquidate your stash, because I'm gonna tell you, your market's bubble. And you're like, Dad, I'm 12. But I understand what you're saying. You know, things are going to be... Razor scooters are really cool now, and they had almost no value. So I can see that. I can see the end is nigh. I better get my cards together. He's like, yeah, no, I understand. There's some sentimental value ones around that maybe you want to keep and stuff. And I do. To this day, here in Somerville, I have a binder full of Pokemon cards that I kept for some unknown reason. Here's the other thing. My wife and I were going through some stuff when we were moving, when we moved up to Massachusetts, and I found her stash of Pokemon cards. And I was like, what the heck? Were you out there wheeling and dealing and trading? And she was like, no, people just gave them to me. And I'm like, oh, I remember. I know now. I know. It's in perspective. You were the girl that all the guys were trying to give Pokemon cards to, because they were trying to, you know, win your love. That's what that was. They're like, no, they were just being nice. No. It wasn't being nice. Molly, you were a catch. And people were trying to give you Pokemon cards because they were trying to tell you that they loved you. But you know, we were all 10, 11, 12 years old. We don't know how to say love. You can't express it through gifts. That's something we all understand. Anyway, so I'm gonna go check that out. And next week, the majority of the show could be dedicated to just like hawking the cards right here. You know, it'll be fast and loose, but in the way that an auction yard is just sort of fast and loose, you know, dealing out these things. So we'll see what we do. Maybe I get a little bit of a groundswell, and we'll go from there. But anyway, it's been great hanging out with you. I got a couple more. I'll sign back on to sign back off. And it's gonna be a heck of a time. I'm gonna leave you. We have a couple more. It's one from the White Stripes.
got a little feeling going now. Got a little feeling going now. Got a little feeling going now. Got a little feeling going now.
Okay, that's going to be it for me here for Fast and Loose here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Fast and Loose. My name is Nate. Thank you for jamming out with us today. Hopefully, if you are in the Somerville, Medford area, you're not climbing any stairs or you're avoiding some of the snow that's melting. It's warm out there, a little bit of wind, but really the sun is really kind of helping get some of the snow out of here. And the snow crunching machine, like the snow eating machine that's coming by, they're slowly blocking off the street, which is going to drive everybody crazy. But if you're walking and you're walking on the sidewalk, that thing kind of goes in there and it like crunches up all the snow. And I think there's like a heater and a heat exchanger inside of it. And it's like dumping all the gross snow melt water like back into the sewer. It's great. It's great. I'm all for the industrialized solution to get all the parking spaces back to be clean again. It's a lot of fun. Thank you for being with me. I'll be here next week. I'm probably going to take both hours, so I'll start at 2 o'clock. So we'll go from 2 to 4, have the nice little double feature. I'm going to leave you off to All the Geets, which will be on next here. And yeah, special shout out to Anton. Thanks for texting me, as always. Have a great end of your week, and a great Thursday.